Good afternoon. Our weather has been dominated by a large area of high pressure, which will continue to keep it dry and sunny today across all of interior New York and New England. And after a chilly start, temperatures are rebounding nicely. However, will not be as high as yesterday's readings in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Instead, we'll be about 10 to 12 degrees shy of those readings, but still manage to get into the upper 50s to around 60 for daytime highs on average. That high pressure center will stay overhead tonight, keeping us dry, but as it tracks off the eastern seaboard, we'll see some high to mid-level clouds start to stream in towards sunrise on Wednesday, and overnight lows will be back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Those clouds will continue to increase and thicken during the morning hours on Wednesday as a potent storm system heads our way from the mid-Mississippi Valley and through the Ohio Valley. On this track, light to moderate rain will begin to break out as we head toward lunchtime on Wednesday and become steadier during the late afternoon hours. In fact, some of the rain could be heavy at times as a secondary storm forms over the Delmarva Peninsula and works its way toward eastern New England. High temperatures on Wednesday will be established before the rain begins and be generally in the lower 60s, although temperatures will start to pull back once the steady rain gets going. More rain, heavy at times, into the night on Wednesday night as the storm tracks east of Cape Cod. On the backside of the system, the wind will begin to pick up out of the northwest, driving in cooler air, with showers becoming likely from time to time during the day on Thursday. So a blustery, chilly day on Thursday with highs staying in the middle 50s. It'll dry out for the day on Friday, still though with a mix of sun and clouds and a cool northwesterly breeze, highs will stay in the 50s. Right now it looks like the weekend will be nice with lots of sunshine both Saturday and Sunday, starting out near 60 but warming up to the mid-60s by Sunday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front across the Gulf Coast states will slowly lift north as a warm front today, increasing the coverage and amount of rainfall from the Ark-La-Tex eastward into central Mississippi and Alabama. This could lead to isolated flash flooding, and the Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall for much of the southeast for the day. Another system moving through the upper Midwest will act to increase rainfall ahead of its cold front, with an expanded area of initially light rain and some isolated storms from the western Great Lakes through the Midwest. Behind the front, in the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley, it will stay chilly through midweek, with daytime highs as much as 10 to 30 degrees below normal. This may produce record cold highs for the date from the Dakotas into Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs around 60 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low 40, the record high 86 set in 1897, and the record low 27 in 1978. Sunrise this morning at 7:08 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:13 p.m., 11 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, cooler today with highs in the mid to upper 50s, becoming mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and cooler today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 30s to around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny and seasonably mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and cooler today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sunshine, then clouding over with rain likely in the afternoon, perhaps heavy at times, becoming breezy in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy, windy and cool on Thursday with occasional showers in the lower to mid 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool Friday in the middle to upper 50s. Mostly sunny near 60 Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, mid 60s on Sunday. And a chance of rain on Monday with highs in the lower to mid 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.